I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this World News Update. As fierce winds are expected to pick up again, there are fears that devastating and deadly wildfires around Los Angeles could spread, as wind gusts could hit 112 kilometers per hour over the next few days. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The fear is embers could move to unburned territories miles downwind. L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says they're focused on two things.
Containing the fires and saving lives and protecting property.
Audio from KABC. The fires have killed at least 24 people. Thousands of homes have been destroyed. In Pacific Palisades, Marjan Rajabi collected what she could salvage from her home in a small bag. That includes a lemon from her lemon tree.
I'm going to make lemonade out of this. I'm going to rebuild. We're going to be stronger as a community. We're going to be better. This is going to help us to be more united.
In all, four fires have consumed more than 62 square miles, an area larger than San Francisco. I'm Ed Donahue.
Officials familiar with the talks say mediators working to secure a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas made breakthroughs towards a deal overnight. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Three officials say U.S. and Arab mediators made significant progress overnight toward brokering a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and the release of scores of hostages held in the Gaza Strip, but a deal has not yet been reached. The officials say the coming days would be critical for ending more than 15 months of fighting that has destabilized the Middle East. They spoke on condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to discuss the talks. On several occasions over the past year, U.S. officials have said they were on the verge of reaching a deal, only to have the talks stall. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
During a joint news conference with his Danish counterpart in Jerusalem Monday, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar confirmed progress was made in ceasefire negotiations with Hamas. This is VOA News. Southern Japan was hit by a strong earthquake Monday in a region that had been subject to the nation's first ever megaquake advisory last year. Latest now from VOA's Scott Walterman.
A quake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.9 struck the Kyushu region on Monday. The JMA was investigating whether or not the quake was related to the Nanki Trough, where the Philippine Sea Plate is subducting under the Eurasia Plate. The JMA in August issued a week-long advisory for a relatively higher chance of a magnitude as powerful as 9. Tsunami advisories were issued for the southern prefectures of Miyazaki and Kauchi. A 20-centimeter tsunami was later recorded reaching Miyazaki City. There were no abnormalities reported at the two nuclear power plants nearest to where the quake occurred. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump caused alarm among some European nations last week when he told reporters the U.S. should own Greenland, a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark, and did not rule out taking the island by force. The area is of strategic importance for the U.S., China, Russia, and others. Speaking Monday during a visit to Israel, Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen said Greenland didn't want a dispute with the incoming U.S. president and felt there is room for discussion.
We agree that the Americans have certain concerns about the security situation in the Arctic, which we share, and therefore, in close cooperation with Greenland, we are ready to continue talks with the incoming president in order to ensure legitimate American interests.
The Danish foreign minister, who had been prime minister during Trump's first term, said he understands how the president-elect negotiates. Trump, Rasmussen said, has a certain specific way to formulate his requests. TikTok's 170 million U.S. users are waiting on a Supreme Court decision that seems likely to favor a law that will shut down the social media site unless it's sold by its China-based parent company. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The court heard oral arguments on Friday. Chief Justice John Roberts.
Congress is fine with the expression. They're not fine with a foreign adversary, as they've determined it is, gathering all this information about the 170 million people who use TikTok.
Paul Tran's family runs a skincare company, Love and Pebbles, and relies on TikTok to find new customers. He spoke at a news conference in Washington.
There must be a solution that protects both our national interests and our constitutional rights.
A decision is expected within days. TikTok's attorney suggested that at the very least, the justices should enter a temporary pause that would allow TikTok to keep operating. Jennifer King, Washington.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.